Monday, August 14, 2017, 3:02 p.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting.
I'll say the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom. Is available for review of all people in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes of July 31st, 2017. The payroll claims, I went through them today. Accounts payable, if there's any. The approval of the quarterly officials' reports of the sheriff and veterans. And E, lastly, the approval of the understanding and the service of our, is it Romans and Weimer?
Yes.
And associates to provide an audit for the end year of June 30th of 2017. So, with the consent agenda items, I just need the approval. If there's any concerns or questions.
So move the consent agenda items from item A to C.
A through E, we got Tony with the motion.
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. I guess we got 2 minutes here that we need to wait. Can I move on, Joan, to...
Huh? Want to do the coffee connection thing?
Well, that's 310.
Oh, that's...
I'm going to move on to...
Andrew Kearney's not here. He wants to move that to August 28th.
Okay, so we're going to move D to August 28th.
And I just checked. We've got no paperwork.
Okay, on so E is... E is out. And then...
Kevin, is he here?
Kevin's not here either.
I don't think he's coming.
Okay.
I went out there this morning and visited with him on the road.
Okay.
He asked what we were going to do today, and I said we're just probably going to set up a public hearing since he had all the signatures and everything on his petition. So.
Okay, so what Bill is talking about on F, Kevin Peterson is requesting a time and date to set for a public hearing that the county board of vacating and closing Lynch Avenue, a minimum maintenance road. And so basically Bill went out and talked to him, and I think they've talked to some of the landowners, so I think they're going to go to the next step. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see them in the next couple weeks or month or whatever.
Yep, whatever time it takes to, we have to advertise, can it be in 2 weeks or not?
You need to, the next step is to direct the highway superintendent to study
right.
The use being made of Lynch Avenue. And then once that's submitted back, then we can take the next step.
So it's okay. Probably going to be for a month.
Yeah, probably a month or better, 6 weeks.
But
okay.
You are proceeding to set to...
Okay, so do we need to make a motion on that? Okay, so on F, on Kevin Peterson's request, the time and date for a public hearing, we need a motion to move forward for him to get a petition, correct? The petition has been filed already. Okay, to move on. Somebody give me a motion. Let's get rolling.
I'll motion to have Fred do the study out there on this Lynch Avenue and involved in closing the road.
Okay, so Fred's going to do the study. So we got a motion by Bill
second.
And a second by Tony to move forward. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, back to A, new business. It's 305, open bids and award bid for a 250 variable horsepower all-wheel motor grader. Fred Kellogg, you have a few bids, I'm assuming?
Yes, two bids, Ziegler and Murphy.
Okay.
First one is from Murphy Tractor, John Deere. I actually had both dealers bid two different graders just to give us more options. So I'm assuming there's each dealer's got, excuse me, two different bids for two types of grader. The first one is, like I said, from Murphy's John Deere. It is a 2017 672 GP. And the net price is $299,203 less $60,500 for trade-in, which makes the net bid $238,703. Delivery date 90 to 120 days. Excuse me. The second one from Murphy Tractor, John Deere, is a 2017 772 GP. Initial price is $312,000. Less trade-in, $60,500. Net bid, $251,500. Delivery date, 90 to 120 days.
Fred, you don't recall offhand last time we bid that, what the trade-in we were offered on that machine. Do you remember offhand?
I do not.
Okay.
But I can get you that information.
It was the same dollar amount.
Okay. Was it?
Yeah.
I got the stuff from here, from Deere. Yeah, when we priced out last time, it must have been the one or the six. I don't have it. It was $299,203 minus the trade of $60,500. It was $238,703.
Same as last time?
Same as last time.
Okay.
The second bid, like it says, from Ziegler Caterpillar. The first bid is a 2017 Cat 12M3 all-wheel drive. Initial price is a $472,638. Discount puts the net bid at $300,871. Trade-in is at $35,500. Net bid is at $265,371. $265,371. Date of delivery, September.
See, last time they were $477.82 minus $164.68, which was delivered for $312,514 minus $35,500. They were at $277,014.
Okay. That was the last time.
Yep.
The second one from Cat is a 2017 140 M3 all-wheel drive. $512,000 initial price, less discount of $186,527. That's it at a net bid of $325,573. Less trade-in at $35,500 gives you a net bid of $290,073. Date of delivery is September again.
Do they all have similar warranties, I'm assuming?
In the specs, I think I put a 5-year warranty.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming they're both the same. I haven't went through all their specs on either one. That was just the two bid forms.
They're both here. Are you guys, Caterpillar and John Deere, and they both 5-year warranties, full warranties?
Yes, 5-year, 5,000-hour full warranty.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks. Thanks. What do we average a year for? Fred, $1,500 roughly a year on a machine.
Right, a little over 1,000. And some 800, 1,200, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
How many hours does this one have on it?
10,000. Roughly.
And it's accepted 10 years sold, so it's 1,000 hours.
Okay.
What's your pleasure? I know everybody has a little mixed feelings right now going into this with our budget and just things that's going on with the county finances. I know I talked to everybody individually, and I think Bill had a good recommendation of taking it back to the budget and finance committee and letting us look at it, and then maybe putting it on the next meeting, and then so then we can vote on it at that time. Figure out exactly where our, and I think we'll have some our revenues and our monies here in the next couple of weeks, right, Joan, from the values. So we'll have a little better idea where we're at that time as well. I'm just throwing that out there. Bill and I are just kind of talking here, and it, you know, whatever you guys think. I mean, I personally, this is my theory on it. I understand that the money is always is an issue right now for the county, but at the same time, you know, if I had a vote today, I'd pull the trigger on this thing because I just don't like to get behind the eight ball, you know, on the equipment. And you know, my first year in 2011 when I was here, I mean, we got behind the eight ball on a lot of things, and it'll cost you money. We got behind on the sheriff's cars. We got behind on, you know, the maintenance. And today, over the last 6 years, I mean, we have established by, we've gotten a belly dump. We've gotten a new truck over the last few years. We got a new salt truck. We've never had a Bobcat. We got a Bobcat. We got a newer excavator. We got a trailer for the excavator. I mean, we are really set up well right now to be able to do a lot of the jobs ourselves. And I know we're saving tens of thousands of dollars instead of farming a lot of these projects out. I know Fred brought some pictures of some different projects that we're doing, and I mean, that's just saving money there. And I know 10,000 hours isn't a lot of hours, but by the time you have an issue with that piece of equipment, and you throw, you know, 30, 40, 50 grand at it, and it's possible. Am I wrong or right?
Yes, it's happened before. It happened.
Yes, it can happen. I mean, and it couldn't happen. We don't know. But I just hate to throw that kind of money at something and have to stamp a check for that, and then the machine's only still worth X amount of dollars regardless. I mean, because
so let me hear you right what you said. So you want a table for the next meeting on this issue, or what? Is this the way it stands?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, I'm throwing that. I mean, if you want to add something to it, Bill, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, we talked about it a little bit before the meeting, and I know there's, you know, with our budget crunch, and I think in a couple of weeks we'll know more on, we don't have exact numbers on what's coming in yet from our assessor. In 2 weeks we might have a better handle on that. Our budget is complete as far as our expenditures. Our income part of it isn't totally nailed down. I would like to see us table it for 2 weeks before we vote tonight.
And everybody has their theory on hours and machinery. And I mean, that's just kind of the rule of thumb that we've done, you know, wrong or right, you know, 9, 10, 11,000 hours. And I just, like I said, I just hate to see, you know, have a huge expense, and then the machine's still only worth so much money. You know, then somebody else down the road is going to capitalize on something new that the county paid for. You know, when you can get a new machine, and it's budgeted, and you can get a five-year warranty with 5,000 hours, you know, so.
I totally understand the budget and the what you say, and Scott, you know, I really do, but I do have a problem myself, like I told you over the phone, you know, I mean, realistically, I looked the money that we got in the general fund, and there's no money what we got. I mean, and I'm the kind of person that I spend money when I have money. If I don't have money to spend, I don't spend money. I mean, it's my philosophy, and it's my psychological thing that's running the business. But it's not necessarily the county running the sector that I run my business. But I'm more conservative in the terms of... I know exactly what you're saying. The thing can blow up next week, and the engine blow up is going to cost us tens of thousands of dollars to fix it. and then, yeah, we end up in a hole. But talking to people, you know, and visiting with people that have knowledge with that kind of equipment, you know, I talked to one individual that I told you who it was, Scott, you know, he's had that kind of equipment, that room 16,000 hours with no problem. But it's not every piece of equipment going to do the same thing. I think it's a good idea. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit more about it and, you know, look, see what kind of revenue we got by then and so forth. So I go along with your suggestion. Just table it for 2 weeks and see what happens. But at this point, I'm telling you, I'm not really excited. I don't know when it comes to vote, what am I going to do, you know, but I'm not too excited. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Well, no, and everybody has their own opinion on it. I know that we've all kind of talked among each other, but I just, yeah, that's what makes it, you know, interesting that everybody has their own theory on it. And I couldn't agree more of what you're saying, but in the same time, like I said, I've seen what takes place.
If you have a $40,000 problem with it and then you fix that problem, that machine's going to stick around here probably for another year or two. I don't think that, you know, I don't think it's throwing money away if you fix something because, you know, and I know it can continue to nickel and dime you, but if you have something where you put, say you put a new transmission in it or something like that, then I would guess that machine's probably going to stick around for a while till it...
Yeah, whatever. Let's table it if that's what you guys want to do.
I would like to add, you know, like Scott was, and he's got these pictures we'll hand him out during the Fred's report, but you know, the guys and I went around last week and looked at some projects they've done. They're doing a great job. And
no, it's not that.
They're probably doing jobs for $20,000 that would have been bid for, I'm just throwing this, $50,000, $60,000. They are saving us money. We do have nice equipment out there now. And does that justify a new grader? I'm not saying that, but we got a good crew. Fred's given up two guys this year, helping our budget situation.
What he did, cut the budget 10%, you know, that's
he cut close
no
out.
There's no doubt they're doing their end. I mean, they cut two people, they cut over the 11% immediately, no questions asked, and I don't think I get 99% of the reports I get are they're doing a great job. I don't think it is any reflection on him or the county department at all.
Good.
At all.
I understand your concerns. I don't. Yeah, and I think if it's all right, you need a motion to. I would move to send this back to the road committee. They can look at it, come back with a recommendation. We'll vote on it in 2 weeks. That's fair.
I'll second John.
Okay.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
I guess.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on 310. We got a public hearing for the. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Dan, and.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
appreciate
it. Thank you. 310 is a public hearing for the purpose of hearing the purpose or the protest against the Class 1 beer, wine, distilled spirits on sale only liquor license to the Coffee Connection, 419 Gulf Road, South Sioux City, Nebraska. So, with that public hearing, open up to support. Anybody want to speak on support of their liquor license?
I will. I did vote there.
Yeah, would you come up and state your name and address for the record, please? Thank you.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Born Connect. Part of the Connect and the Connection.
Yep.
We're looking for a liquor license for on sale only, basically for special events. We do a lot of bridal showers, wedding receptions, after hour type of things is what we want to do, burgers and beer from like 5 to 9 type of sales. We're not going to be a full bar where you can walk in and just order a drink in the middle of our business of the coffee shop.
Right. For sale only.
For sale only on special events, yes.
Okay.
Is that my wife goes to all these bridal showers they're serving alcohol?
Some point more.
Okay. Fair
enough. Yeah.
No, I think it's a good thing.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know if any of you have been out there.
I have.
Just have you? Okay,
yeah. Very nice.
Just we're asked a lot for something like that. Our customers are looking for you know, to sit in the gazebo after we close and order a bottle of wine and just sit there with their girlfriends. And we do live music on the weekends, and so we just want to have something else to offer the community.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Anyone else to support? Any opposition? Neutral? Comments? Okay, if none, I'm going to close the public hearing. 322. Okay, so we're going to move on now to the board to approve or deny the liquor license for the beer, wine distilled on the sale only to the Coffee Connection.
I would make a motion to approve the issuance of the Class 1 liquor license to the Coffee Connection.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Marty. Can you call roll, please, Joan?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, that's easy enough. Okay, we're going to move on to the approval chair to sign annual certification form for July 1st, 2016 to June 30th, 2017 regarding the use of the Highway Street Buyback Program, which is the STP, and the Highway Bridge Buyback Program, the HBP. I think it's an annual thing, right, Fred? Pretty simple. Forney's not here. So, any questions or concerns, huh? Oh, did I?
But we can take a motion on this.
Okay. Hey, let's, I need a motion to approve and have the chair sign on the STP and the HBP. Anyone?
So moved to.
Okay, I got a motion by Tony. Sorry, Tony.
Chair to sign that STP and the HBP that we usually do it every year. So it's my motion.
Okay, got a motion by Tony and a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move back on miscellaneous. I missed A at the bottom. Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Fred? My bad. A little hurry. How's your day, Cam?
July 30th through August 12th, 389 hours of road maintenance. Projects had 125 hours on Wiggle Creek and 100 hours on 190th, which is actually the easement for Dakota City. Tons of gravel, 1,097 tons of aggregate. Signs and barricades, 17 hours. Road concerns, there was a couple that came to me and I did not write them down. And if they don't come to Jolene and they don't get recorded very well, so I don't want you to think that, but I have had a couple road concerns.
Life's not that perfect?
Freddie Kellogg is it for sure.
Right on.
I made my complaint, but I called the chair of the board and he never answered my phone.
Well, I knew what was happening, okay? I knew what was going on. I knew it was the highway situation. It was a minute 47, my voicemail. I think he forgot to hang up.
All right.
Okay.
That's the only concern. That was.
Okay, any questions for Fred on the road report?
Do we know, I suppose, from Dakota City, when will you finish up 190?
I'm hoping next week sometime. Okay. We're still taking out foliage, debris. Road is taking up some shape. JEO's already wondering when we can gravel because they got trucks coming in, but I really don't want to gravel until we're done. And, but anyway, by next week, I'd say sometime, Billy.
So when they're moving into their new fire hall, we can take the old one. And I'd like for the board, maybe one of these first meetings, tour that our new building that we're here, the old fire hall.
Okay.
I think we're going to get some good use out of that.
What your agreement was with Dakota City, I do not know. But
well, I think just whenever we were completed with that road and they were ready to move to the new one, I think we can take possession probably within a month.
We're getting close.
Yeah, and I think
they're going to be close to moving in too.
I think it's September 1st. I think is what they're pushing for. It was August 1st, and I think is that right, Kim? Is it September 1st? They're roughly pushing for. I think electricians kind of held them up. Yeah. So I think regardless, once they move out, you know, if we're done with that road or not, you know, we have access to that building. I mean, it's all...
Like I said, that's...
Yeah, right.
The road down there, it's, like I said, it's...
It's coming right along.
Yes. There wasn't a lot. We ended up hauling the trees out, which is going to take us a little longer. We was hoping to find an on-site place to pile them and burn them. That did not happen.
The river's right there.
They made us wait till August 1st because of the birds in the trees. So
was it a bat?
One of them was a bat, yeah.
So you had to wait for the bat to leave to migrate to the south before you could do anything with
the nesting season was over.
It's crazy. Okay, well, good. Any other questions for Fred? All right. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
We're going to move on to see the Sheriff Kleinberg, the jail report. Sheriff?
Afternoon. So, first month, total in-house of 100 inmates, first month of the fiscal year here in July. And we sticking right at about 100, 102 we're averaging for the day. The feds we brought in for the month of July, about 20 grand, which I hope to go up a little bit. So we're just on our first month's report, so there's a lot of these numbers that aren't in there as far as stats go. We did get the cost down to $52.96 a day per inmate. So that's a good jump from June, which is $67.57. Like I said, folks, we're still cleaning up some hospital bills from Mercy, so I'm hoping this year, fiscal year anyway, we won't be dealing with that anymore because we've had advance since the first of the year, so we're looking good there. Sheriff's Office brought in 48 bookings last month, South Sioux 35, NSP 3, Feds 29, and other 7. We did bring up our money a little bit in the out-of-county housing for Cumming, Burt, Dixon, but Thurston opens up their jail here, I think, first of the month. So I hope we don't lose any of the Burt County guys. So anyway,
all right.
That's basically it as far as just cross my fingers and hope we get the contract.
We had a budget meeting before this meeting, Scott and I and Joan and all the department heads, and Chris kind of told us a little bit about his ICE contract, possibly. Could you put it to you guys now?
Okay, basically, I signed a contract with them kind of on the tails of the Marshall's contract that allows us to do transports. So we go to DHS, which is down by the airport in Omaha, and we pick up ICE or immigration inmates and hold them. Right now, with the way the county sets, we can only hold them for 7 days. We have to go into another degree of testing and jail approval by the government in order to hold for longer than that. And really all it entails, I told you about this before and I thought it was going to be a lot of extra expense for us, but come to find out, talking to a couple other sheriffs, it's not. And it's just basically having 2 hot meals a day, having changing for these particular inmates, some of the visitation hours, which isn't a problem, giving them more public access to the library or more access to our library down there. Just little things like that that we can already do. We have a nice jail, so it shouldn't be an issue. With that, we have applied to send, I know for sure it'll be Tim and maybe two other deputies, depending on how we're doing for staff and when it happens, for a month down to Georgia. They get trained as INS or immigration enforcement officers, cross-deputized basically, and then we're able to enforce immigration laws in Dakota County. Well, with that comes the housing of these guys. So this all has to kind of fall into one. It's got to all come together about the same time. I don't foresee us going out and doing Border Patrol's job. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at cutting out a middleman with Douglas County and some of the other jails that are looking for places to hold some of these folks. We have the ability in this jail to completely quarantine one of our cell blocks to use it specifically for these type of individuals. So these aren't high crime, crazy people. These are just basically immigrants that have broken the law. In the last couple months, after talking to some of the guys that work for DHS, it isn't so much our bordering countries that are being deported. It's more other continents. So although you might have it in your head, Mexico, Canada, whatever, with immigration, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about refugees that have committed laws, are violations of the law. They're getting sent back. They said that 6 months ago, one plane maybe a month went to Africa. We're about to two or three a day now, just as of 2 weeks ago. So places to house these people in the interim is what I'm trying to get a piece of to bring revenue back in with our jail. But, you know, at 100 beds full a month, that leaves me, you know, 30 beds. So that's pretty tight. Also, I might just turn work release over and use that to house some of these ICE people. I'm just, what I'm saying is I hope it just picks up for revenue-wise and we can, you know, offer a facility that will house these people and it will help us, them and us.
Okay. At one time, we had, I think, close to $1 million a year revenue from the federal prison.
Yeah.
1.2 or something like that? Yeah, it was huge, yeah.
And that wasn't so much the jail as it was administration. So all that's kind of died off. And Mr. Rohde here worked for, he does marshal work. He used to. We kind of ran out of people, but 10 years ago it was a lot more, wasn't it? And basically the federal government has backed way off on all that stuff. So hopefully we'll see that regain. As far as the prisoner business, that's all I'm talking about, folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay. Chris, don't go far. We got you up next again with the FiberCom with Jeff, the Director of Operations of Engineering, requesting the board to approve an agreement with FiberCom to engage in a partnership venture to deploy a communication tower structure at 1601 Broadway Street, Dakota City, for both public and commercial use.
Okay, so basically what this is about is because of the software we worked out with South Sioux and the Comm Center, we're now looking at a possible problem with a redundancy. And we talked about this when we got the new computer company. So what FiberCom has offered us is they'll put up, it's a nine-foot face, so it's only 9 foot wide at the base. It is 120 foot tall. And it's a small self-supporting tower outside the jail here. They will in turn for a 30-year deal put in our microwave system and our redundancy system to communicate with our server down at the comm center. So they'll keep up the maintenance and the costs for 30 years. If we let them put this tower up at a couple wireless internet antennas on this tower and the comm center tower. They're small little 3 foot antennas. 3 foot?
Yeah. Approximately.
Approximately 3 foot. Also, he says up to, what'd you say, 350 pounds it said in there? So I can put my jail repeater up on this tower. Just little issues that I got, like the TV, when I disconnected the cable, I got that little TV antenna that's hanging off the side of the building ready to fall over. I can put that over there. And it's a very small tower, and I talked to Scott and one of you here, Marty, about where we want to put this. It's just in the first parking space right there by the jail.
How tall is the tower that's on the roof now? Is this taller than that tower there?
No, I think that's about 140 footer.
There's no permit since it's not taller than the other one.
They'll have to be a permit, but it's under the 200 foot. Yeah, we're not by an airport, okay. So it won't have to be lit or anything like that, as far as I know. It's been a lot of years. Mr. Zeister and Jeff will be able to explain that stuff a lot better, and I'm glad he came. So, but that's basically what we're looking at. No cost to us to get this redundancy built and running for the next 30 years, and that would be a lot of pressure off me, because if this line gets cut, we can't even book people right now. But Mr. Zeister,
sure.
Have some questions for him.
Jeff visited with FiberCom, 1605 9th Street, Sioux City. As Sheriff Kleinberg talked about, what we're really trying to do here, guys, and we've done similar projects like this as long ago as 20 years ago, where we try to bring public and private dollars together to enhance things. And in this case here, not only are we trying to help the Sheriff's Department, we're also trying to bring some new services to Dakota City that we've got a lot of public pressure from and in the outlying areas and things for better connectivity. We're doing that not only in Dakota counties, we're doing it in Plymouth County, we're doing it in Woodbury County, because a lot of the people in the rural areas and smaller clinics, quite honestly, from being in this industry, there's not a lot of providers willing to go out and spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to get connectivity to a lot of these rural areas. And quite honestly, the only way to do that is through the air, and the technology's there for that. We recently put a tower up in Plymouth County, and we had, I was amazed the amount of people that showed up. Normally in the past, it's when you put a tower up, not in my backyard, we had people showing up, supporting it, saying, please, we allow them to build this here so we can get better connectivity. Mm-hmm. So there's a component I'll do about it. It's about business for us. Nope. We want to be totally transparent on it. On the flip side, the sheriff has resources. He has real estate. Where to put this? Also, he needs backup connectivity between the two locations. And that's what it's really about. We're willing to, you know, make approximately a $75,000 investment, obviously, to have access to that tower, which would be ours and also would be shared with the county for the next 30 years, and even the option to renew that for another 30 years. So I'm happy to answer any questions I can for you. Or
well, on the connectivity part of it, is there equipment that needs to go along with it, Sheriff, then, that you need, or what?
All from what he's running today, we will actually provide the connection, or I want to say the Ethernet portion from the jail all the way to the comm center and stuff. It should be agnostic as far as what the, he should not have to add any additional equipment. And if he does, it's going to be minimal at best.
I don't have any other. As long as the radios and the antennas and the paths lined up and is talking, that's really all I need. As far as the technical end, Dykstra and he's already worked that out with, as far as actually connecting it to the radio. That's a software thing. So.
And there are places where you rent tower space, and there's places where you have your towers and go together with different...
Yeah, and in this case, we really don't own a whole lot of towers. Most of the tower spaces we are on still today. We never really wanted to get into the tower business, but because there's been such a need from things. And part of this whole agreement, too, is that we will manage and administer anybody who would want to. And again, we always have to be cautious of loading and things because I got to make sure that I protect the communications for the county and for ourselves. But if we have space on there and we can come to some agreement, we offer to do a complete revenue share of 50-50 with the county. So if it's there to be had, we're going to bring it to the table and say, guys, we've got an opportunity with XYZ company to lease them. Would you like us to do this? We'll get your approval. And if so,
what is roughly a cost when XYZ comes and wants a spot? How do you guys structure a dollar amount?
Sure. Okay. A couple of different ways. Sometimes it's based on height. You pay so much a foot per height to be up there. A lot of times it depends on the real estate, how much the loading is going to be. Because if somebody comes along and says, I want to put 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds of loading up there, and then now I've lost all future capability of doing anything else, they're going to probably pay more of a premium than if somebody came along and said, geez, I only need to put a 50-pound antenna up there and one cable up there. We'll look at that differently. So it's not like there's a set standard, but how we pay is either by the real estate that we take up there or by the amount of cables in the height that the antennas are in. And a lot of them, it's like a dollar a foot, same things like that.
So, like, if you're on somebody else's tower, what might you pay a month if you were on somebody else's tower? The ones where we rent space.
I can tell you this. We pay as little as $200 a month to as high as $1,500 a month. And some of that depends on where the tower's at, the height of the tower, what it is, and things like that. We try to, believe it or not, and happy to talk with Glenn Sedevy from Woodbury County, we lease at North High. We lease on the Witt Starcom Tower. And the reason we do that is because that's dollars back to the local government, and it helps support those things, plus helps hopefully to reduce our taxes and things like that. So we try to, wherever possible, go on tower structures that public entities have.
It's being pretty optimistic.
Here's the thing, Scott. With you being on the LAC board, though, I can't do this. I don't have the money to do this without buying another fiber line from what's going down Broadway here.
Right.
I can't do this redundancy otherwise. There's no other way to do it, but Mark. Because I ain't going to trench a piece of fiber in down at the comm center.
Right. Well, it makes sense. I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Is there a written agreement?
All we have is an outline today, which the sheriff has. And so we will need to put, obviously, a legal document together and have our legal counsel and the county's legal attorney. You bet. Absolutely.
That's all I was.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did forward the county attorney this particular. This is kind of the deal we worked out between us for your approval, but Kim has that. Any legal document will go there before you guys.
Again.
Yeah. Okay. And we do plan, not yet this year, but we plan within probably 2018 to also be bringing fiber to Dakota City and down to the jail in this area here too. So we will actually have two paths down here, that one will be through the air and one will be over glass.
Okay.
Just so you know, I don't know if any of you guys know, I did talk with NIRMA, though. I talked with
Larry Palin,
who is the risk management attorney, and he was okay with it. He really was. He didn't see any problems with that happening here.
And they want the other one taken down.
Well, I said it would give us the opportunity, if I can find a tower guy that will take that down for cost. We'd get that out of our hair. We wouldn't have them guy wires and stuff there anymore. So, no, I'm sure that tower needs maintenance. They just don't stand there to steal. And I don't know the last person that climbed it. I don't know if anybody climbed it since I've been here.
So, I would add, too, that we're using, obviously, a local business, Saber Communications, designing this from that. Obviously, since we'll retain ownership, it's going to cost the county $1 a year, and then we're going to reciprocate with some space, paying $1 back. We hold all the liability, all the maintenance on it, all that portion of it. So
can't go wrong.
I hope not.
No.
I got nothing up my sleeve. Nothing.
Look,
you know, I'm not hiding anything. Got nothing.
But we're taking a parking spot.
Well, I think we have plenty of extra parking spots out there, I think.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we take action on this, Joe?
Well.
Or do we need to wait till...
I think we need to see a written agreement before okay. we take action, but...
So we'll have your people get a hold of our people and get a written agreement put together, and then we'll get it put back on the agenda, and then we'll do a vote on it. Sounds good?
Very good.
All right, thank you for coming in. Okay, we're going to move on to E. Captain Walsh presented the distress warrants report showing the amount collected on current distress warrants and the amount remaining uncollected. The board to approve report and authorize the assessor to remove from the property tax rolls and properties recommended on sheriff's distress warrants report to be stricken and deleted by corrections.
Okay.
Captain, how are you?
Basically, not too bad yourself.
Doing well.
Good afternoon. I sent out a copy of this to Jones, so it should be one year through the package. I can answer any questions you have on this. Basically, I'll take the questions first if you have any, and then we'll go into what needs to be stricken or deleted.
The ag equipment, no property found.
Okay.
3159.
Yep, and that was the major hit. And what was it was a, I don't want to mention any names, but a rural farmer.
Yeah.
A rural farmer that basically had a lot of credit problems, and the creditor was going after it, basically forced him to put everything on a sale, which occurred in Thurston County prior to the distress warrant being issued. After the stress warrant was issued, then a couple months later, I have it. There's no property. He has nothing.
But he had this property in 15, apparently.
Yes. He had it in, but the sale was just last summer, last fall, between summer and fall. And there was nothing for me after the stress warrants were levied to find. He has nothing as far as me, whoever. He didn't own the land. It was a family-type deal.
Okay.
I didn't own the land or anything like that. So that was, like I say, $3,000 of the... $3,400 is right there on the amount stricken. Any other questions on what was collected? And
any questions for Randy?
About average on a year, Randy, for the
last year was the lowest I've ever been. I sold. I actually sold four. And of the four that I sold on sheriff's sale, only one of them was even happening. The rest of them were properties that have been set vacant for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So, and as a matter of fact, I know two of the properties, as soon as the sale was over, they got the sale bulldozer went to work. So, basically what we need to do on the sheriff's sale ones, those taxes have to be deleted from the day of the sale back. And then they take them off of the tax sale, or off the tax roster. People are given a bill of sale. If they decide to destroy it, then they bring the bill of sale back in and it's abandoned, and you know, they take it completely off the tax rolls and the state tax rolls and everything. If they rebuild one and resell it, then they would come in, they're required to come in with the new owners and put it back on it, so issue a new tax number. We have to delete any back taxes from the day of the sale back, which would be the 216s, aren't these for 2015s. The property below that we're saying to be stricken. The first one is actually on the second page, too. It's one that they have to do a correction because it was printed in error. They take it out, it deletes because it was printed and they have to do a correction on it. The rest of them are either vacant lots or there was no property found. The other business equipment ones, both of them were cash registers, and I'm assuming the people got rid of their contract with them, and all that's why they're only like $7. Mm-hmm. I remember they took their stuff and they got new stuff. So, but these people, both of them, are from out of state even. So, basically, we need something new, advising that we can delete the taxes on the sheriff sale ones and strike the ones on the properties that there's nothing there.
Okay, any other questions for Randy before we make a motion for the report, the approval? Okay. I just need a motion to approve the report and for the assessor to move the property tax rolls and properties recommended on the sheriff's distress warrants.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin.
And I'll second it.
Second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan? Thank you, Randy.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, moving right on to F, approval or disapproval of the resolution 17C-013, approving the national motto, In God We Trust, to be displayed in the Dakota County Courthouse. As you remember, our last meeting, the gal came through. God bless her. She's done a third of the counties in Nebraska on her own, and she has two more years. And I know I had a lady call me, and I'm trying to think what her name was.
Geraldine.
Champ, yes, yes. And she was all over it.
Actually, I've gotten three phone calls from
yep.
people saying that they thought that that'd be a great idea.
Yep. And I pretty much told her the same thing. I thought the board was kind of on board, but I said we'll be voting on it on Monday. So, anyways, I just need a motion on that if we want to approve or disapprove it. But
I'd make a motion that we approve the In God We Trust displayed in our courthouse.
Okay, for 17C-013, we got a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on resolution 17C-013?
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay, lastly here, G, discuss approve or disapprove employee time off to view the total solar eclipse on Monday, August 21st. Now, in our packet, I know the clerk's people offices have been going around to all one another and talking about what they're doing. Some of them are in the direct path. Some are, you know, I think we are going to be at 95% of the eclipse. If you want to get the full effect, you got to go to Lincoln, Nebraska. You got to go the night before. But anyways, as you see, some of them, some are open all day. Some are closed from 11:30 to 2. Some are closed with pay. I think it all depends where they're at. I think they're worried about people that are going to come all over the country. Probably from all over the world, I'm assuming. That's what my son tells me anyways, to see this once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. They say that Lincoln is going to be bombarded with people. They say that they're calling an extra patrol. It's going to be chaos down there. That's what they say.
They can keep it down there. Remind us what our situation here, how long we want to be closed.
Well, this is what we kind of talked about last time, if you recall. It starts here at 11:38, and we got the peak of it at 1:03 p.m., and it's done by 2:28. Okay, so, you know, I don't know, my recommendation was, and I think we kind of talked about it, you know, I think everybody takes their half-hour lunch in between there, but just pay them for the hour and a half, maybe going from 11:30 to 1:30 is kind of what I thought.
2 hours. I mean,
what's that?
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours, and then they'll take their half-hour lunch in that, yeah. So they'll be off for 2 hours, and they'll get paid for an hour and a half and take their half-hour lunch.
That's good.
Kind of my thoughts. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are.
No, I think that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Are you closing the courthouse? What are you saying?
Well, that's another thing we need to discuss. Is it going to be, are we going to lock the doors at 11:30 and reopen at 1:30? Or?
No one's going to be here.
Well, yeah, because you don't know who's going to do what exactly. So it's almost like you do kind of. I think we are going to have to kind of shut the doors.
I think it'd be better to shut the doors.
Yeah,
you have to.
Because that would.
There any court schedule
or trying to get something done? So
if there's court schedule, we might have an issue with walking the courthouse.
Is is it any court sketch for that day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes yeah, that's usually. A recess, but not always.
Court day, usually Mondays are.
The internet doesn't work down here.
It won't be long.
Yeah, it's only going to get better.
It just, yeah. There is court.
There is.
It is court.
9. We should be done by then.
By 11:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nothing in the afternoon?
Nope, not right now. You know how that goes.
Well,
is it so the each individual office would lock, right? They can mm-hmm. still use the hallways, leave.
Yeah.
Think.
What's your thought process there, Joan? I mean, you guys know the courthouse better than we do. I mean, would you?
I don't think the employees will be leaving.
Right.
Yeah, for 2 hours, they probably go to lunch and stick around.
So. I don't know. I don't know what people will do.
Yeah.
And go and watch with their kids, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? If we just lock down each office and just put a. Sign on the front. Well,
I mean, I guess 1:30 or 1:30.
1:30.
We would have to probably.
What do you do? It's calling you can't see the sign.
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Publish yeah. anything?
You could make it contingent upon clear weather.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, if it's raining cats and dogs, you're not going to.
What day is it? 21st?
I think the long-range forecast is good.
There you go. Yeah, it should be contingent on the weather, too. It's going to be cloudy or rainy, then there's no sense shutting down for nothing. Larry, you're always thinking.
Well, good evening. I have a tornado. You might have to worry about it.
We don't even know what's going to happen when that happens, Larry. Yeah. Kind of like we went to 2000.
I saw the 199 years ago. It wasn't pretty. We saw one when we were kids. Joe remembers. We had a little hole in a box that we were able to look through at school. And I don't know. I think it's why I can't see very well today. I think I like
they say a welding helmet. You shouldn't look at it with a welding helmet, but you can buy a pair of glasses for 99 cents.
Welding helmet isn't good enough.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I can't number 14 welding helmet. It's approved.
Is it?
That's what I read.
Okay.
Lowe's will sell you the glasses for $1.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Where?
Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
looks like cellophane in there. If you look at this on that, but you can't with welding mask.
Yeah. You can look at it when it's in total eclipse, but before and after,
snowstorm,
you will damage your eyes if you stare at it for very long.
Well, there is some welding in the price. Each set department.
So what do we want to do? We want to shut the courthouse down for 11:30 to 1:30 with weather.
20%?
40%.
On
Monday, the 21st.
And that'll change 100 times.
Fine. Yeah, that'll change 100. Yeah.
With the contingent of the weather?
Yeah.
Okay.
1:30.
Let's do that.
Oh, I'll make the motion.
Okay, we've got a motion by Kevin and a second by
me,
Tony, to... shut the courthouse down for the total solar eclipse, weather permitting, from 11:30 to 1:30. Okay? Call roll, please, John.
Marty.
Yep.
Phil.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, commission committee reports. Anyone have to tell anything? Anybody want to talk about anything?
Joan helped us get it through our budget for another year. We're pretty much
man.
Done with that for one more year. We got not pretty, but it's we get through.
So we get done.
Well, I thank all for the department heads and everybody working here for help making some.
I know you guys have a tough time and difficult a lot of meetings.
Well, we've all given up some things there. We do appreciate it.
Okay, no emergency business. What's that?
Tony and I met again with Simcoe this week.
Oh, yeah, you were right.
We were supposed to talk about a revitalization plan proposal for Dakota County, and what they came with was not really what we thought it was going to be, so they renamed it the Rural Economic Development Plan. And they also ran out of money. They thought this was supposed to be part of that first grant. That grant is now spent. And so in September, they apply for it again, and they will know probably in January if they get that money. And in the meantime, they would like us to put together a small economic development group, maybe with the villages, some businesses, and...
What's your feeling on it? You think it's a is it a waste of time?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think
so. I mean, I just wonder, because, I mean, I just remember the last time I was dealing with them way back when was... You know, the comprehensive plan, and it just seemed like they went through several people, and it just seemed like it took forever and a moon to get through all that. I don't know. You guys got the bill for them. I don't know.
The truth of the matter is, you know, it is that in order to have something going on in a county, we need to have a piece of land that we can provide for business in our area, you know, and there's a big question right there. How are we going to do we've been talking about trying to buy the piece of land by Highway 110, you know, right by the railroad track and the power lines. Well, I mean, that would be an excellent site for that. But where are we going to get the money to do something like that? You know, I mean, that's the question. Grants, we lost businesses. I mean, when the port plant going to come over on this side of the river, you know, the South Sioux City, went against it, you know. I mean, we could have planned here, but they went against it. So, as far as the county itself, we had no place to put it. I mean, we ain't got no land. So, but to answer your question, it's got who knows. Yeah, you might right. You
I don't know. I don't mean to be.
I don't think I wasted my time coming over. I think I
pessimist about it, but I just feel like.
But you might be right. Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe we can get
we can only hope, right?
Maybe we can not to lose, you know?
Yeah, right. You're not out of anything besides a little bit of time meeting with them, so.
Exactly.
We got a hell of a lot more time than we got money, right,
you
Tony?
Know, you look at that port plant in Sioux City, though, where they've located that. I think that's an awfully poor location.
It is.
For traffic.
Well, could you imagine when they get all the trucks and traffic and everything? It's going to be.
It's already congested.
Congested.
I mean, we've got infrastructure here. We've got utilities.
We do.
We've got a lot to offer.
We do. It's just a matter of...
You know, I don't know what South Sioux's thinking was, and I don't want to put words in their mouth, but for them thinking that it was just going to go away, it wasn't going to be, in the, I mean, we still got to deal with it.
That's the thing.
I mean, it just went right across the river, and the tax dollars that they're going to be receiving.
You got all the headaches with it anyway.
Yeah, and we don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have any revenue.
So, our thought was maybe we should put something together or look at putting something together or, you know, have something, an option
if we,
out there.
That's, I know that even the city of South Sioux does options and stuff, you know, in the 2 mile area. So, you know, maybe that's something.
Have a landowner on standby in those areas that we know could be.
Maybe we need to invite.
And if we talk to villages, if we talk to the villages, maybe they'd have something close to, out, you know.
Yeah. Bryce Sanders.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then under mail business, we did get a letter from John Cannon, the Property Assessment Division, acknowledging that letter that we wrote, that they would take it under advisement and get back to us on their thought.
To restore some of the assessment.
Money out of that, aren't we?
I bet you we get half. You want to bet? Lunch?
Well, that would be nice. That's a
yeah. I'd love to pay you.
Yeah. I'd love to bet you, too.
You should bet me because I always lose against you, right? Is that what kind of what the deal is or something? And then also, I don't know if everybody received, I got a postcard today for Vince Crampers.
He
has his dinner and his board meeting out there. I don't know, I'm sure everybody got one, I'm assuming. So, okay, public comment. I haven't said that for a while. Okay, if there's none.
You got a VIP coming forward.
Name's Larry Albany. Oh, they changed this. Smart thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can lay things on. In response to what you just talked about as far as don't have any property in the county. Well, I think if the price was right, you'd buy any piece of ground in the county.
Sure.
The poor guy just couldn't afford to pay the taxes.
There you go.
You know, I mean, think about it, $30,000 an acre is a lot of tax revenue.
Yeah.
The land right there at the truck wash and heavy metal put together three or four 2-acre lots and has had no interest. But there's no infrastructure to really serve the area. Like paved road, we've talked about, you know, we, meaning you and me and so on. You know, the tax, the sawmill does a pretty good job of paying taxes into it. Every year, Rotunda Place puts two more houses on the market and sold, and it generates $10,000 in revenue for the county. But I've had no help with the road. Like I've said before, I spent $36,000 putting dust control on it. I ain't going to do it anymore. I mean, the people are just going to have to suffer. And I know you and I, Bill, have had a discussion. You said, well, the wind never blows in the Northwest. Well, I bet if the days were recorded, a minimum of 1/3 of the days, the wind's in the Northwest. And the traffic goes by their lickety-split.
You know, Larry, if I recall, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, you wanted money. You want to be...
No. We was going to put on the 1 in 6.
Yeah.
Okay? And you, I think, made the comment at one point...
I didn't want to be the person to ask.
Okay. That's fine, but
yeah,
I just
taxpayers beat to death as
but,
it is.
But we were going to put down the 1 in 6. We were going to put down the 1 in 6 so we could get it on there and work on getting
they
it paid. And you said, don't do you a favor. You said, don't do me no favor. I don't want to put that on there. That's second what you said.
That's right.
So now you're coming and saying it needs to be paid or what?
What about the other people? And the other people are paying into the revenue into the county. See, they get nothing. They have never got nothing. You know, he's paying taxes. And like I say, there's more property there than that corner there that could be like commercial.
But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're getting at.
Pick up some of the tab the county's got to cough up on every year in taxes. And the 6th year don't matter anyway, don't mean nothing. Because you can have stuff on there and never get it done. And then you can get stuff on there overnight.
But the point is, we were planning on putting it on there and talking about it and getting it on there for the state, and you just said you didn't.
And Tony wanted to do it at one time. He wanted to do it, put 2 or 3 inches of asphalt down. And I didn't feel that us, that part of the county, was a lesser person than those people in Hubbard, or Homer, to get 8 inch concrete, PCC. See, why should we settle for a couple inches of asphalt?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't be able to put a couple inches out there on top of a...
Well,
you wouldn't be able to do that. You know that.
True, but...
You wouldn't be able to
do
that.
2 or 3, you can do it with 3 and last a while, just like some of the rest of the roads. The road the Knife River came in Friday, those two streets there in the Tompkins area, how thick was that?
2.
It must have been, because they went curved through it with the mill into the sand. How much did that cost?
One was 12, the other was 13. Somewhere in there.
$25,000. Yeah. That's over the $20,000 limit. Why wasn't it advertised for bid?
Yeah.
That's over the $25,000. Why wasn't it advertised for bid?
Because it was under
20.
Yes.
But it's 13 and 20. Would you say 13 or 14?
We did them separate, yes.
Well, that's still, it's immaterial. That's like buying pipe. You buy a pipe, piece of pipe today and a pipe here today and tomorrow. Pretty soon you're over $5,000 and you're illegal. You can't do that either, but it happens. So the question I have, I guess, why wasn't it advertised for bids, even if it was $5,000 or $10,000? Might could have saved some money.
They could have to do it on a get it done, and we decided to do it. That's why.
Well, what's the rush? It's been that way for years.
Well, it has been that way for years, but you know what? With everybody being busy the way they are, and he had time to do it. So,
and did anybody call Barkley and Frank's asphalt? They were busy?
No.
That's what I mean. See, you don't have to have anything on the 6-in-1 or 1-in-6. See, and there was. You know. So, I mean, it just, that piece of paper is worthless. Sorry to say, but thanks for your time.
Thanks for coming.
Just my opinion, not to the count.
It's always a slice of heaven listening to you talk, Larry. Any other public comment? If not, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be on August 28, 2017. It is 4:07.